Have you ever given birth? If you have, or if you've accompanied anyone through the process, you know that the childbirth industry is far from ideal. A healthcare system that should make pregnancy and childbirth safe and healthy includes practices that many advocates say do the opposite. Journalist Allison Yarrow covers this story in her new book, Birth Control: The Insidious Power of Men Over Motherhood, based on her personal experience as well as extensive reporting and interviews. Allison is a National Magazine Award finalist, a TED resident, a producer at NBC News and Vice, and a reporter and editor at Newsweek and The Daily Beast. Here she is to share five big ideas from her book.
I'm Allison Yarrow. I'm a journalist and the author of Birth Control: The Insidious Power of Men Over Motherhood. I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from my book. Insight one: births and how we become parents in America is broken. Growing and birthing new life is the most powerful, seemingly magical thing humans do. It's beautiful, spiritual, so vitally important. However, the fullness of this beauty and power isn't being realized for the 4 million Americans giving birth each year. In fact, birth has become more risky. Maternal mortality in the U.S., already the highest in the developed world, has more than doubled in two decades to the highest rate in many of our lifetimes. More than 45% of people describe their births as traumatic. Women aren't getting the support they need postpartum, from mental health screening and treatment to assessments to ensure their bodies are functioning properly. 99% of people give birth in the hospital. Most leave 24 to 48 hours later, and the next time they see their doctor or midwife is 6 weeks after that. That's far too long. 25% of people go back to work just 2 weeks after giving birth. We need to fix how birth happens. Insight two: it's not our fault. The headlines would have us believe that it's women and birthing people themselves to blame for the maternal mortality and mental health crises. They cite obesity, underlying conditions, older mothers, COVID, and lack of access to care. But these causes blame mothers themselves, when the blame lies with the hospital system. Where and how birth is happening have not been examined or hardly changed at all in decades. When I surveyed 1,300 mothers about their birth experiences, many who suffered injuries or trauma internalized the belief that it was their own fault. It's not. The hospital system's pushing profits are to blame. When America was founded, Black and Indigenous midwives attended birth in homes, and studies show that they had very good results. What this meant was that care for this physiological process came to the people doing it. Pregnancy, birth, and postpartum care can meet mothers where they are, literally. Insight three: birth is an individual experience that needs individual care. Hospitals use a managed care model for birth. That means care for many women in labor by a few providers. When women arrive at a hospital in labor, they are often admitted only after a routine pelvic exam, followed by electronic fetal monitoring so that many labors can be watched at once remotely. Then they are administered synthetic oxytocin to start or speed up contractions, making them far more painful. And then, if they're taking too long or it's dinner time, they get surgery. This progression is called the cascade of interventions. Little of it is based in any evidence, but in tradition, and because hospitals are incentivizing income over quality of care. The faster birthers are moved through the hospital, the more money is made in a managed care system. This model doesn't serve women or families, nor does it keep people safe. It actually introduces many risks with each new unnecessary intervention. It unnecessarily turns normal birth into an emergency for profit. It's directly connected to birth trauma and postpartum mental health conditions. It is the opposite of individual care. Insight four: the person giving birth is the expert in her body. The obstetrician, Robert Bradley, grew up on a farm, watching all manner of animals birth their young. He famously observed that birthing bodies require six things: darkness, controlled breathing, closed eyes, quiet, physical comfort, and relative solitude. Without these requirements, birth stalls or halts. What he's getting at is that birth doesn't work on a clock. It is a process in the body, not a procedure in the hospital that it has become. It needs time, personal attention, and dignity and respect to be safe and empowering. The midwife's model of care views birth as a physiological process and centers the person doing it as the expert. The research shows this model produces the best outcomes for moms, babies, and families. Mothers prefer it, and with it, they are less likely to experience interventions, including cesareans, episiotomies, third and fourth degree perineal tears, maternal infection, postpartum hemorrhage, and untoward birth outcomes. And it can be practiced anywhere, at home, in hospitals, and in birth centers. Insight 5. Birth affects everyone. We are all born. People who are pregnant or want to be must understand the mainstream managed care system of birth so they can make a plan, choose providers that center them, and keep themselves safe. Those who have given birth before and were traumatized, injured, or their experience wasn't what they expected, deserve validation. And doctors, midwives, nurses, doulas, and the healthcare heroes who take care of pregnant people deserve more support themselves. People who won't give birth, like men and child-free folks, probably love someone who has or will, and they can support them by listening, reminding them that they are the expert in their own body and care, and questioning their own biases about birth. Everyone benefits when our family creation is empowering and safe. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Allison. That was Allison Yarrow with 5 big ideas from Birth Control, The Insidious Power of Men Over Motherhood. You might also like our book bite for Womb, The Inside Story of Where We All Began, by midwife Leah Hazard. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.